Right. Today is the start of our 40 days in Lent. It also happens to be Valentine's Day. And I'll come back to that in a little while. So just put that in the back of your head a little bit. The gospel reading today relates specifically to Christ's 40 days of fasting in the desert. It was just after he'd been baptized, and the Spirit led him into the desert as a period of reflection and a preparation for his ministry. So what does all this mean? Why have we been told that? What happened? And why? And I think the first thing that we need to do is to actually place this whole thing into its historical perspective. We need to remember that Christianity didn't exist. Christ was Jewish, and he followed the Jewish traditions together with his family. That's what was happening at the time. The 40 days becomes very important then in Jewish tradition. The 40 days is a period of kind of a preparation, almost like a cleansing before something happens. Now, at the same time as all of this was happening, the Jews were looking for a new leader. And we need to put that into the same perspective. They were looking for somebody, a new Moses. Somebody to lead them out of the chaos and the political situation that they were in at the time. So therefore, this 40 days becomes important in the context of what was happening in Judaism at the time. We need to remember that if Christ was going to become this new Moses, people would be thinking back to that time, to the time of Moses, to their previous leader. And Moses spent 40 days fasting on Mount Zion before he came with the law, what we now refer to as the Ten Commandments, which formed the basis of the Jewish faith at the time. Then the Israelites also spent 40 days in the desert. Spent the Israelites 40 years in the wilderness before they entered the Promised Land. They also spent 40 days spying out the Promised Land before they entered it. So this whole concept of 40 became very, very important. So what happened during this time of solitude of Christ in the desert? And why is it important to us? Well, the first thing is that it was a time of reflection, of a preparation for his coming ministry. He went into the desert and he fasted for 40 days. By the end of it, he's hungry, he's weak, but he's also the Son of God. He knows that. So he has a power. Potentially, he could ask God to just change the stones into bread. And everything would be good. He'd have something to eat. But if he's to lead us, he needs to be able to feel the same as we would feel. The same hardships that we would feel. So this thing becomes a little bit of a problem. If he has suffered, he can identify with us and our suffering, and he can help us. So therefore, in rejecting this temptation, he actually says, man does not live by bread alone, which is what Moses said to the Israelites in the wilderness, when they were starting to feel a little bit aggrieved by their hardship which they were undergoing. In other words, we cannot just have whatever we like. We cannot just have any kind of worldly goods or anything that we desire just whenever we like, just whenever we want it. We need to live by listening to God. We need to listen to what God tells us. In the second trial, He's being offered power and glory over all nations. Now remember, this would have been a concept which to the Jews, if their Messiah was going to be their Messiah, they envisioned him as being a king, a ruler, the big guy, the new Moses, who was going to lead them out of this hassle and trouble that they were in under rule of somebody else. But this is not what he was. So he could have probably been feeling a kind of a lowliness, a kind of a rejection from the people around him. They thought he was going to be something different to what he really was. So it's tempting for him to be thinking of glory. That would have got him into a position where he would have been just where the people thought he should be. But that's not how it works. It's perhaps also reminiscent of the Israelites worshipping the golden calf in the desert instead of God. The only real power, therefore, is in the power of God. And hence his answer. He goes back again into the old scriptures. And his answer is, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. In the third trial, the effects of hardship and loneliness, sitting in the desert for 40 days, would probably be starting to tell. Does Jesus still have confidence in himself for this future ministry which he was going to go into? Maybe he was starting to feel a little bit of a doubt. Can I really do this? Am I really what I'm supposed to be? Can I lead these people? Particularly bearing in mind that he's quite different to what these people actually thought he should be. He could probably have thought at the time that if he could ask God at the time for some kind of reassurance, that could have put him back on track. So perhaps he could test God by asking God for this reassurance. But no, he says, hang on a minute. It's not going to work that way. No matter what, whether it's if you think of ourselves and in any kind of a testing time, no matter what, he says, the answer is as Moses told the Israelites, do not put God to the test. So again, he goes back to the old scriptures and he thinks about it and he says, no, no, no. You do not put God to the test. So what Christ has actually done during this time is revealed himself as God's servant and his obedience to God. His victory over these temptations and his hardships is a precursor to the ultimate victory of death on the cross for us. The message for us? Well, the message for us is that no matter what our struggles and our desires might be in life, do not put God aside. Listen to the word of God. Take guidance from God. And as we move into this time of Lent, let us therefore pray and listen to the word of God as we prepare for Easter, the most important time in Christianity. And coming back to Valentine's Day, the day of love, let us just think, even if it's just for today, just for Valentine's Day, let us just think of the love that Jesus showed, the ultimate love, in that he was prepared to die on the cross for us. Amen.